and welcome to another wonderful episode of The Arches of the North. I am joined by a person that I believe to be Kai Hedstrom.
Cannot confirm or nor deny. All I can say is I am not a cat. I repeat, I am not a cat.
Yeah, I think it's a filter. If you just turn the filter off.
My associate's here trying to assist me. I'm sure we'll figure it out, Your Honor.
Judge, there's something wrong, but I'm not a cat. Honestly, Kai, I do want to get into a lot of stuff, and I want to talk about more stuff. But honestly, like, what we need to talk about right now is there's been a ton of stuff that's happened, right? Like the whole sporting world has been shocked, and I can't believe it either. We've had like just the craziest week of announcements and deals and things. There's a huge deal recently, and I know you know what I'm talking about, involving Fernando Tatis Jr. finally signed his huge deal.
The biggest deal in MLB history, maybe.
With the San Diego Padres. I know you guys have been thinking about it. We've been talking about it. We've heard the buzz around the water cooler. Kai, hit me. Tell me about it. What do you think about this huge deal?
So it seems like a win-win for the Padres, right? Like years 1 through 3 in his prime, years 7 through 10, not his prime, but hopefully you trade him by then. And you know, by then you've cleared the books, right? You know, you make trades, you give him to a team for prospects, right? That's a thing you do if he starts to be bad.
At some point we don't even know what's going to be happening in 14 years. Like the world might not even be here anymore. They might not have to pay him anything because there won't be any money anymore.
4D chess, man. If there's no money, if there's no world, you can't.
If everyone's paying Bitcoin, then they don't actually have to pay him anything.
The salary cap is crypto.
Right. And money won't exist anymore. Jesse, we're talking about Fernando Tatis Jr. and how genius that was, because I don't even know if currency will exist by the time his deal's over.
So wait, does that make it a good thing or a bad thing? Like, because it seems like they're the only people actually paying a player in the league if currency doesn't exist anymore. They still owe him money, but currency doesn't exist, right?
Well, the currency fades after 2025, right? So there's still the Fernando Fratis deal in 2023 that you know, that 12 years, $450 million, that'll look terrible.
But and then when John is president in 2028, all bets are off, and so I don't even know what's going to happen at that point.
It is what they take a more serious approach, maybe, than what I jumped in on here. It is.
This is all serious.
Oh, okay. That's on me then for misreading the room.
Yeah, read the room.
Interesting idea that, like, I've never heard of the man before, and now he's got a third of $1 billion. So well done. But like, also, like, if you look at like NBA contracts, say a decade ago, and NBA contracts now, like, you know, there could be a scenario where in 12 years he's like, you know, getting paid like at like
peasants'
low
wages.
Yeah, I'm
this
just
is
saying
a
like
great deal.
Salary cap is like exploding, except pandemic halted that a little bit. But like, that's the same thing, you know, when like Mahomes, like everyone's like, Mahomes is actually kind of a bargain. Sounds ridiculous, but like $45 million a year in 8 years might not be like that bad. You know what I mean? So it seems like an interesting bet to be like, well, in this constantly exploding market, let me lock myself in for 15 years, you know. But
you boys want to take a guess at what the 1994 NFL salary cap was?
It's a great question.
For context, it's like 2020 was almost $200 million.
Oh yeah, it's gonna. Isn't it down to one? They announced 180 today.
It's down to 180 now. Yeah.
But gosh. Ice, you want to go first? You were making noises.
Was I making noises?
Yeah, a lot of noises. So many noises.
I heard some noises over there too. So do you want to go first?
Yeah,
you're just trying to get me.
I was making noises.
You're making noises.
Yep, I would say, gosh, my first thought. No, we can just go. My first thought right off the bat was $45 million. But then I'm like, is that too low? Like, that's not even Mahomes' salary. But then I was like, so $45 million. That's my guess.
Okay.
Jesse even answered, I was thinking that I would answer probably $45.5 million. So I'm going to go with that.
That is
Wow.
Convenient.
Well, you're both wrong. I'm right, though. But, but Price is Right rules, Jesse crushed it. It's 34
yeah,
million.
I don't...
34
yeah.
million.
Well, we both went over, so my bet was pretty safe. Really, though, that's absurd. That's,
yeah, it's like, what did a star quarterback make in 1990? Like 2 mil? Is that?
Was it even money? Was there even currency in 1994?
See.
Honestly, way back when?
In 20... Wait, what? That, I put 2035. It in the chat. 2035. That's 2035. Not a year.
I honestly, when we were doing, when I posted that thing about chat predictions, I was going to put, one of us will be dead, but it seemed too dark. But also,
It's probably true.
I would say, the odds all four of us are alive in 2035 is less than 70% at least. Not likely.
14 but not years. God, we'll be in our 40s.
Yeah, we'll be in our 40s. I wonder what percentage of men die before 40. I'm just going to do a quick Google
Josh
search.
I know Josh is listening to this right now, and some of the rest of you are too. It didn't take very long for us to go off the rails. Also, I was joking about talking about Fernando Tatis, but here we are. For 6 minutes.
Luke, you know what doesn't get talked enough about, though? Luka Garza's eyebrows are honestly an underrated part of
his
game.
This is
the eyebrows are the window to the soul. And Luka Garza's eyebrows are telling me he's deep.
Kai's watching two Wisconsin basketball games at once right now.
And they're losing both at once, which is fun. So, par for the course. But
also, Ice, what I loved about your quote, I know Josh is listening, and some of you are too, which implies that there are people here on the pod who aren't even listening, you know, it's in the background, and they're like it's making noise in their house, but they're vacuuming, you know? Ah, damn, yeah. They even lost
the
listener.
They put it on. Yep.
This is just what I have while I'm doing laundry. Occasionally I say stuff into the mic. You guys know.
Tweet us. Mansky, Frosh, whoever
Archers
else.
At
tweet
Archers
us.
Of the North.
Yeah, tweet us what you do while you're listening.
And we'll
to
give
a
you a $5 McRib coupon in 2035.
That's not true, Kai. Actually, yeah, I'm down to promise that.
I won't even be alive in by then.
McDonald's will be dead. The world, there won't be any currency. What I was joking, what I was playfully referencing at the beginning is there actually was a big deal. It was a trade that happened today. Wow. And it was Carson Wentz went to the Indianapolis Colts. Our immediate reactions, boys.
So our odds, I found this wonderful website, odds of dying within 20 years of the age 25. I have it here. That is, it says 3.58% chance that you will die within 20 years of the age 25. Honestly, lower than I would have expected. A 4%
chance. Is that just saying 45 or under, or is that saying?
So yeah, you'll die within 20 years. The odds of dying within 20 years as a 25-year-old male, it says 3.58%.
Huh. Well,
so
I like our chances.
Not too bad.
I actually do.
Yeah, I think you're underestimating. I mean, maybe the cryptocurrency game will get us, but
Yeah, I'm crunching the numbers really quick. The odds that all of us survive is 85%. So
that's not bad. Can you put Carson Wentz in there too? How old is he? 25. So how?
See,
what
this
are the
is
odds
depressing.
People...
We're at the age where we're older than half the stars.
That's how old
players.
We are.
I don't like that.
I feel Carson. Oh, real quick. I actually think Carson Wentz is 27 because I feel like he just seems younger than he is. Let's go. He's 28. 20.
Oh, sorry. He's older than us.
He's older.
No,
you were
24. That's good news.
He's 28, which I think that speaks to NFL versus NBA. When we talk NBA, the Carson Wentzes of the NBA
definitely.
is like Jalen Brown, right? Or Jason Tatum. But in the end, he's
– That's really mean, exactly. By the way. Jason Tatum is the Carson Wentz of the NBA.
That's on me.
Poor Jalen Brown.
That's on me. But I meant age-wise. I think about Carson Wentz being in the league as long as I think about Jason Tatum being in the league, you know?
Right. Right.
But they just start so much younger.
So the trade was for a conditional first rounder. It's a first rounder if Wentz plays enough. It looks like 75% of games he plays, or 70% they make the playoffs. I think it's more likely than not, right?
No, we just determined he's going to be dead by 40, so yeah. I don't think.
I can look up the percent chance a 28-year-old plays more than 75. Find that website.
And so I feel like that was my initial reaction was that was more than I thought it would have. Like, that seemed like a lot. What did you guys think?
My initial reaction is, why can't the Colts just draft a quarterback, man? Like why do they keep wanting all these old 1 year? Like, is Wentz
the
plan?
Well, do both, right?
But who did they draft? I guess they got a running back. They got JT. Maybe they should put JT at quarterback.
Or maybe they should have drafted like Jalen Hurts. I don't get
maybe
it.
Maybe they should have traded Rivers, up for Jordan Love. Should have done it.
I just think if you had Philip Rivers last year, you knew that that was a 1 to 2 year stopgap at most. You might as well also draft a quarterback, right?
Right.
Instead of Jonathan Taylor, I don't know, man.
I agree with that.
Yeah, but
although,
also,
but you can't force it. I guess. You can't reach
Yeah, on the flip side of the coin, yeah, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, like just draft a quarterback. Like a couple, imagine if the Colts a few years ago had drafted like Carson Wentz or Jared Goff. Like, I mean, they
sure.
don't age
I'm just
well
saying,
either.
But also, they could have taken Jalen
Hurts. But now
right?
they actually have Carson Wentz. You know what I mean? That's why is
it's
that
not
better?
Hyperbole. Yeah, what they should have done is probably taken Jalen Hurts in the second round instead of Jonathan Taylor, right? But hindsight's 20/20. It's all good. Every team thinks they can make a Super Bowl, but only like three can. But
yeah,
it's hard to admit that as a GM when you sign Philip Rivers, you're probably going for it all.
Yeah, but I think the other thing is like, okay, I think they should have taken Jalen Hunt. Yep, I'm killing it.
You got it. You can do it.
They should have taken Jalen Hurts over Jonathan Taylor. I think it's a tad early. Like the thing is, Jalen Hurts. One football game.
A quarterback.
Jalen Hurts won football games in Philadelphia, which I guess is amazing given I can say that sentence this year. But, like, a lot of his numbers weren't that good. Like,
Bad Davison just hit a three, boys. Badgers are within three on the number 11
team
in the league.
Let's go bad.
Badgers. But, like, his, like, a lot of his stats, like, yes, he can run. But a lot of his throwing stats are pretty terrible, honestly. Like,
that's not my point. Wasn't him though. Like, I agree. I'm not sold on Jalen Hurts. I'm just saying, like, why take a running back ever? But also, like, it just doesn't make sense to me to have Philip Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
They did take it. I guess okay. They took Jacob Eason in the fourth round, who was a quarterback from Washington. So yeah. That's something, I guess. I just feel like the quarterback is the most important position in the league, obviously. And so I don't know. When you have that stopgap, it's like, it would be like the Bucks. I feel like the Bucks should draft a quarterback this year too, but I don't know.
Yeah, when you win a Super Bowl, I feel like not that.
But like again, what I'm saying though, I guess to directly come back at you, Ice, come back at you.
Yeah,
come on,
at him.
I'm not saying it's actually Jalen Hurts. I'm just back, but it's like, well, you can't just pick an imaginary. Tell me what player they should have drafted then. You know what I mean? Like again, just like, well, you should have just got a quarterback.
I do know that, but I also like, okay, like my evaluation skills are not like a second round quarterback and then just take a risk, right? And just go for it. I don't know. We've done a lot of those stupid, like, I know it was like the 80s or whatever, but just like the draft is such a toss up that like, it just, I feel like you just say, okay, I take a first round quarterback. I understand too what you're saying, but I don't know. I also think Jalen Hurts would be a bad example of what you're talking about because he actually looked pretty decent. Like, not great. And like I said, I'm not sold on him. But
is the thought that now the Colts just don't want the pressure to draft a quarterback? So they're like, all right, we're going to play Wentz for 2 or 3 years while we can figure our stuff out. And but they're giving up draft picks to do it, which I hate. Like, I just don't think Wentz – I suppose the idea is they have a really good defense and you just need, like, a game manager, I guess, is their thought, right?
Yeah.
So
well, I think the name that we have to bring up and the hope that we have to bring up is Ryan Tannehill, right? That's the hope. Like,
well,
he
good luck becoming
resurrects
Tannehill.
His career.
Yeah.
Right. No, but that'd be the hope. And one thing I was thinking about when talking about this on the pod today, like I wanted to talk about last year, before this terrible year that Carson Wentz had. Like, let's say this year hadn't happened, it was last year, and this trade had happened. Would we think this is a pretty good trade? I think we would.
I've never been a Wentz guy.
I mean, where did he go in our fantasy draft? I think we all thought he was at least decent.
Oh, yeah,
I
was the Wentz truther last year, which is how you knew he was going to be awful. Which is anyone of the base level intelligence could have known if I liked him at quarterback, he was going to be real bad.
Dude, like, put him at running back. Draft him at running.
But for the record, Ice, just I looked it up. The only player that could have possibly the top,
Brad
the top two quarterbacks
three threes in a row. Oh my god!
Let's go.
We're still losing by six.
The top two.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
The top two quarterbacks after – so the Colts didn't have a first-round pick last year, only had a second round. So they drafted Michael Pittman Jr., then they drafted Jonathan Taylor in those picks. The only quarterbacks drafted after them was Jalen Hurts and then Eason. So they drafted the next highest quarterback after Hurts. And I don't think Hurts is the answer, so I don't blame them for not drafting a quarterback
last year. No, that's fair.
You've been redeemed.
That's fair. Colts. I'm coming around.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, I'm coming around. I feel like I mean, that's where Dak Prescott went, I think, is the fourth round. It's something.
Yeah, I mean, it is shocking. So, if you take Eason in the fourth, I guess I forgot about that. It is kind of surprising that you just don't, like, I guess they just don't think he's ready, right? That's got to be, like, or just maybe just not good, too, right? He's a fourth-round quarterback.
They might just, have immediately, been able to tell that he's not very good, which is also possible.
And I mean,
anyway,
they're flush with cap space. They have the second most cap space of any team in the NFL. So, like, you know, that's
we've seen cap space.
What does that mean? They have 5 mil right now.
They actually have they have 65 mil, I think. So I don't know anymore after the Wentz deal, but before the Wentz deal, they had like 65 million.
Now they've got a solid 10 in cryptocurrency, but it's fine.
they have 5 Bitcoin, so they're pretty excited to spend it on the open market. But
the last thing I was thinking about this is that the precedent does exist that the Bucks had a ton of cap space. They got an old quarter, like a older quarterback last year. Like, that's what the Colts tried to do this year again with Phillip Rivers, was like, okay, we have a good team and we're going to make this happen. But they didn't really have a good team, right? Mm-hmm. Like, not a good enough team for Phillip Rivers to carry. And so it feels like they're like grasping at like straws. They're like, okay, we have a good O-line, good defense, and we're just gonna see if, you know, and I just feel like it's probably not the right way to go. But
pod prediction question time. How many, I guess it's gonna be tough including draft, but that's fine. How many starting quarterbacks are not on the team they will start on right now for next year? How many starting quarterbacks are not on the team they're gonna start on next year via either trade or draft? Because I still think, the reason I say this is, like, I still think Winston could end up somewhere. I've heard, again, San Francisco's constantly seems like they're on the move from Garoppolo somehow. You know, like, so how many starting quarterbacks are not on their team for next year? I'm going to go with, still think there's a lot of QB carousel left. I think drafting, I think you got at least 3 who are going to start from the draft. I think another 2 at least from trades. I'd go 5. 5 quarterbacks right now are not on the team that they will start for in the 2021 season.
In the first game 1.
I meant like the most, because I think rookie quarterbacks might not start
the season.
I mean, will play the most games at starting quarterback in the 2021 year for their team. So, like, you know, will play the majority of games at starting quarterback for their team. Maybe that's what I'm saying. So, rookies who are picked and don't start the first 4 games, will start the next 12, I would count as being a new starting quarterback for that team because they played 12 games.
Okay. I'll go with 4. 4 is my number. I think 2 rookies and then maybe 3. No, you know what? I like your 5. No, now I'm thinking about the rookies, right? I feel like there's 4 rookies already. Let's go with 6. 6. Give me Jameis Winston, man. Starting Jameis Winston, although I do think he'd be a Saint as a starter, but whatever.
Oh man,
I just wanted to play.
I think it's actually maybe. I'm just looking at QBs, like Drew Brees, no, Mitch Trubisky, meh, Daniel Jones. I don't know if there's Alex Smith. I'll say. Well, what did Jesse said 5? Dang it.
I said 6. I said 5.
I'm not bold enough to say 7. I'm gonna say 4. I guess. Yeah.
4, 5, 6. Yeah. It does feel like a busier year for quarterback, right? Like, I mean, the switches of Stafford and Goff, and then Watson might be on the move. Now Wentz just got traded. Like, this feels like a busier quarterback year than most, right?
Definitely. Like, yeah. This feels
It's weird. It feels like a lot of teams are going all in, but it's odd to me because I feel like the Chiefs, There's a lot of teams poised to be good for a very long time. So it seems like a weird, I don't know. I suppose there's no time like the present though, right, boys?
Speaking of, I want to transition to the last thing I want to talk about briefly. I watched Serena Williams, Naomi Osaka last night, and it was like, it was a little sad because like it was very clear like that Naomi Osaka was just better, like faster, could hit a little harder, made a lot less mistakes. There's a couple times Serena did like the roar to get herself back into it, but like she would roar when it was like 15 love to kind of get herself back into it, and then she'd still lose the game. And it was like, I mean, it's great to watch Serena. Serena deserves all the credit. Like she had a child in the middle of her career and still came back and did what she did. But it is like, you know, a little sad, like to watch one of the greatest at their sport ever, you know, kind of fade out. And none of me wants to, like, obviously we have no right to tell Serena what to do, right? She can play until she's 47 and just barely making majors, you know, and do what she wants. But it's still, it was like kind of tough to watch the fall of that, you know? And then it made me think, the other thing I wanted to say, it made me think of like, am I just getting old where I start to feel nostalgic now? Or does it, like, I posted that list of Michael Phelps, Usain Bolt, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, as much as I hate putting that name in there. LeBron James, Serena Williams. Like, it feels like we've had an amazing generation of athletes, and we're trying to think of, like, the young or even, like, the mid-level athletes who are going to replace them. And I kind of – I string – because, like, it's still LeBron. Brady still won this year. Serena is still the name in my mind, you know, like, and maybe like we just got to wait till the next Olympics. You'll get the next Phelps and Bolt, you know, but it does feel like we had like an amazing stretch in the early 2000s of all time athletes. And now the 2020s are kind of fading out. I don't see a clear fading in of the next crop. I don't know if that's just like a bad take or an old man nostalgia take, but like,
it depends on the sport, right? Yeah. No, it is weird. It's hard to, you don't notice the greats until they're great. But like a guy like LeBron or a guy like Tom Brady, I don't know if there'll be another one of those for at least for a long time. Maybe I'm wrong.
Like
on that.
NBA wise, I would think Giannis, right? He's a back to back MVP.
No.
But like, but what I'm saying is, he would seem the most likely currently because he's a back-to-back MVP under the age of 26, right? But like, but then my immediate thought is, no, I disagree. Like, it's just not him. So then that's what makes me think there isn't another crop, right? Like, or like,
yeah,
Luka, like Luka. But like you said, Luka really cannot shoot. You know, like it's been really exposed this year. But
yeah, I mean, LeBron can shoot that great at the beginning of his career either. I think Luka, I mean, if I had to bet on one, I mean, Mahomes is obvious.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Luka is probably the one, right?
And then Tatis.
Mike Trout.
No, it's Tatis. Gosh.
Tatis.
Tatis.
No, it's Trout.
It is Trout. But then,
Trout
no,
is
it's
still
Tatis,
like,
dude.
It's definitely also, it sounds like we're having some weird argument about dinner. No, I want Tatis. I want Trout. I want Tatis. But all right, that was just kind of my take. Shout out to Serena Williams.
No, I like that take.
Incredible.
I don't know who Naomi Osaka really
she's a young tennis player and she's good. Yeah.
I think she could like probably be maybe not the next Serena, but like she's already won. Yes. She's won three. Whatever they call them in tennis.
No one will be Serena because her durability.
Yeah, titles.
Serena's 39 and playing in championships. Like no other girls are gonna do that.
Yeah.
Like,
speaking of, I saw this stat the other day. Do you guys know how long it's been since LeBron's last MVP?
7 years, because we had Steph, Russ, Harden, Giannis. 6 or 7 years. 2014.
KD.
Yeah, probably 2013. 2014.
I'll say 2012.
Yeah, like Miami Heat.
Just
Miami
to beat
Heat
Kai.
Probably.
2013. 8 years.
Kai.
8 years. I really like, I guess yeah, I didn't think about it, but I read it was like 8 years since his last MVP. And I was like, that's just not right. Right? That's just like, he's been a couple in 8 years.
Yeah, no, it's preposterous. The MVP is not the best player in
the
league.
It's just the most memorable
stats.
No,
like,
yeah,
it's gonna,
a good point.
It's like right now it's probably going to be Jokic because his stats.
No,
I mean, everyone just cares about points, rebounds, assists. Yeah, but it's still going to be Jokic. It is true. Okay, so it's been the one and two except for when Russ won it with his triple-double. So you're probably right. Unless they keep winning, it'll be Joel Embiid. So then it's like the MVP is just like the guy on the one or two seed.
Puts up numbers.
Who, in either the East or the West. Who puts up decent numbers.
Kawhi,
I mean, Embiid has good numbers.
It could be Kawhi. It could be Brian.
Or LeBron. What
it
if
could,
so
it could be Goku.
You and me, Kai, we said Doncic and we said Steph. Jesse, who did you
say? For my MVP?
Wiggins.
I swear I probably said Wiggins. Jokic. It was either Jokic or Damian Lillard.
It was Dame, yeah.
I know, it was Dame. It was Damian Lillard.
It definitely was Damian Lillard.
It was Damian Lillard. They're the four seed right now, and like half their team is out. So
Ice keeps sending me Blazers facts, too, in our private chat. It's actually kind of weird, but it's fun. They're fun. They're
All right, anything else we wanted to cover in talking about
J.J. Watt
stuff?
Should come to the Packers because Wisconsin.
Well, that's next segment. That's next segment. Yeah. That's NFL takes next segment.
Spoilers.
No. I had...
Oh, I didn't remember
I wrote
that.
A whole segment thing up. Welcome to On Air Production.
I read it.
The Bucks are losing by 14. Oh, my God.
I have an NBA thing, but I think we can save it for... it's kind of just like a fun little thought experiment, but we can save it for third segment for when we do NBA. So...
And then I have about 15 more minutes of Tatis okay. at the end.
I'd like the trout still. So.
Solid.
All right. We will be back.
Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was
hard. Yeah, yeah.
Since you ain't gone.
This is Kelly Clarkson, and we're here with
Spotify Premium.
if you like Since You've Been Gone from my album and the one with behind Hazel Eyes.
And if you like The Voice, well then come to Archers in the North podcast.
If you go to Spotify Premium and you type in Archers, and then I think you have to put like an O space, like Archers space O, you might find the podcast Archers in the North. And so you
and it's Spotify Since Premium. I've Been Gone.
I can't breathe
for the first time. Yay!
No time listener, long time talker here. Question. If I don't have Spotify Premium, are there any other options for me?
No.
Anchor is the best platform, except for Kelly Clarkson.
We can start pushing Anchor now. Can we send emails that just say download the Anchor app at the end
this
of them?
It started as a Spotify Premium ad with Kelly Clarkson. So Kelly. Tell us what you love about Spotify Premium the most.
Well, when I was on American Idol, well, she has like a pretty low voice. And when I was on American Idol,
how many Kelly Clarkson did we invite to this segment?
Oh, that was Clark Kelly.
Shoot!
It's like on The Office when Dwight is doing the Pam voice, and he's like, Jim, I want bonbons.
Jim, what can you do my laundry?
All right, that was an advertisement for Spotify Premium. Please get Spotify Premium. I think it's $10
a month
or $5 a month if you're a student.
Or $2 if you're homeless.
Or have a .edu email.
Here I am once again. And thank you to Kelly for joining us for the advertisement. It was really fun to have her in studio with us. We got to hear some good stories. We'll have to have that. We'll post that interview later.
I wish she had worn a mask. It was weird she insisted no one wear a mask. That was odd, right?
That was odd. It was good that I was a virtual and so were the rest of us. And she was the only one in the
studio. But I'm glad she joined us in the studio.
Right. That did make another. I didn't have a mask on. I don't wear a mask at my house. But
no, I actually have been wearing a mask for over a year now straight.
Yeah, that's what you're doing now.
It just seems safe. I have. It's a waterproof mask. So it wicks water. Actually, just a side note, have you ever seen like the material that it is like incredibly, is it hydrophobic, scared of water? Is that what it's called? Have you ever seen that stuff? It is insane. Like I've seen like shoes made of it and like they just really can't get wet because it's hydrophobic. It just like the water stays as little droplets on the shoe. It's absolutely incredible.
The water stays as little, but it doesn't like get soaked in. It's not like
No. Yeah.
Like it doesn't get soaked in. But it's not like a force field around. Why is your name Hades?
Almost. What? Tatis. I just misspelled it.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. That was a throwback joke. I realize that we've gone through a lot of our NFL takes, huh? We did the Carson Wentz deal.
Forgot.
Yeah, I had a whole. I sent a whole thing.
You did, and I. Well, that didn't follow it very well. So we have a lot of NFL takes.
We still have JJ Swatt left.
Yep.
So the first thing I wanted to ask is I've seen like a lot of talk about how it's weird that they refuse to let Watson go, really, right? But then they adhere to JJ, like, yeah, you can be released to go where you want. I feel like those are much different things. I feel like you really can't compare them. But I wanted to know if you, like, because I've heard a lot of people talk about it, like, why are they being so easy with JJ and adhering to what he wants, but then not doing the same thing with Watson? But I feel like the situations are entirely different as players, as people, as contracts. I don't feel like you can compare them. And I was kind of annoyed when I heard like two or three different people talk about it, but I didn't know if, you know, I was just wrong in that.
No, I agree with you. I don't really get, it seems like some journalists just go for like the tweets, like I'll go viral or whatever and being like, oh, look how dumb the Texans are because, but like, I agree with you. It's not, they're not comparable. Then,
yeah. Like having,
I think they are comparable. What are
go for it.
What are we comparing?
Explain, Kai.
You go ahead. Go ahead.
So the thing is between the difference between the Texans and the Packers are one has a history of winning and JJ Watt, you know, he I think he'd want to play for a contender and
that was close.
A hometown team.
Not that far off. Not that, that was far close. Off, honestly. Yep. Yeah.
The people don't know this. We really don't make this for the people, do we?
You got to give them what they want, but it's what we want because we're people.
Kai, did you ever? This is such a side tangent. Kai, did you ever listen to the Rocker episode or nah?
I listened to like the first 25 minutes. Well, it wasn't spoilers, Ice. Come on, no, but I did listen.
Oh, sorry, the one episode.
School of Rock.
Yeah. So you did, and did you? What did you? It was so dumb that we didn't say the name of the thing, right? That was ridiculous.
It was really savvy. Yeah. Add to the
friendly. So we are going to talk about the JJ Watt deal, but Jesse was saying the comparison between Deshaun Watson and the way they've handled his situation versus the way they've handled JJ Watt's situation. Jesse, I would say the main thing is age. Like JJ Watt isn't even like elite anymore. Right.
Yeah, like, no. PFF said he was like the seventh best at something. I remember.
Yeah. Well, in that case, let's reset the conversation.
He's the seventh best JJ in the league right now.
The seventh best handshakes on the sideline after a snap. So he's top set. Well, I mean, I think to Ice's, like, I think there are still qualities of him. I did read the same stat. I think it was something about pressure percentage. Like how much what percentage of his snaps he was able to pressure the quarterback on. He's still top 10, but I just don't think that with age and injury and all of that, that you can even count on him for a full 16 game season, in all honesty. You know, he still is very quality when he plays, but I think given where he's at in his life and in his career, I just don't think you think about him in the same way you think about probably the other guys we could list off in the top six. I'm not going to list right now, but I totally know all six of them. So like, don't read into this. But yeah, so I don't think I would consider him elite anymore, but I think he has elite level moments for sure. Like I think he could still get to that level at times, but not across a full season.
You're right, and I feel like we just watched JPP like go off, and he's older.
He doesn't even have fingers on some of his hands.
And he doesn't even have any fingers.
Yeah. On some of his hands? How many hands does he have? Three of his hands don't have all their fingers. It's
fireworks
incredible.
Gave him more hands, but took his finger.
It's kind of like when the asteroid crashed into Earth and made a moon. The fireworks spewed off his fist, but turned them into a new hand. It's kind of incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Poor JPP, man. I mean, like, he loses his hand, and then people just think it's hilarious, which it is, by the way.
I mean, also, like, I'm not going to say poor anybody who just won a Super Bowl. So he's doing okay. He's doing
a ton of money.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
So Packers fans, do the Packers thing.
He's going to sign with the Packers, and we're going to win the Super Bowl.
There it is. Rational fans do the rational thing. He's going to go to Pittsburgh and play with his brothers. Or is he going to go to Cleveland? Everyone's saying Cleveland now, and I don't get that. Like, they have money, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it's a cap space thing. Cleveland's, I think, I looked again. I think they're eighth. No one looked these up, please, ever. but they have the money. Like, the thing is, I mean, I get the Pittsburgh, right? He wants to play with his brothers, but I just stand by. He's going to be able to play whatever games he wants with his brothers for the rest of his life. Like, he only has so long left to actually
contend. Not pro football.
Yeah, that's a good point. I just don't know how much
you
like
can play Catan with them later though, which is a fair point.
They can do polo at the retirement home all they want. Like, it's only got so long to be a contender, and so I just don't think. And the Steelers, like that Roethlisberger, he's got a $41 million cap hit next year. Like, their whole situation, I wouldn't consider them even because they started 11-0. I don't think I consider them a contender. You know, I really wouldn't, especially like Roethlisberger is either going to count 23 mil against the cap and they got to find a new quarterback, or they're playing Roethlisberger again. And either way, I just don't think that's, even with the allure of a couple brothers, I don't think that's where he ends up personally. Like, and they don't have money to sign him any. He's got to sign Bettman to go there, I'm pretty sure. That just doesn't seem – that's why I also don't think he's going
to
be Packers.
I think we have to see what plys out though, because so many teams are going to be cutting.
You're right.
Who knows what it's going to look like. But –
You're right.
But yeah, I agree. He's going to go to the Packers. Yeah. I'm glad we
But I think it's one of those – I think we made the argument once about Watson. I made the argument that anyone who is close enough to contend to get Watson would have to cripple themselves to a level they're not really close enough to contend to get Watson. You know what I mean? Like I think that's the issue here. I think it's true of J.J. Watt. I think to get – if you are a contender, most contenders – who want to get J.J. Watt, the cuts you're going to have to make to open the cap space if he wants an average deal, I think would make you not as much a contender anymore. You know, I think it's got to be a team who currently has cap space who wouldn't have to sacrifice as much. Sorry.
Aren't there like the restructures though? Like we changed some word with David Bakhtiari and we got $10 million back. Like I don't.
No, you're right. There are ways around it. But like, again, I mean, like what we did is, again, I'm going to keep that analogy. If anyone else is there, watch Futurama, seen that episode where they're like, oh, we stop global warming. We keep putting a bigger block of ice into the ocean every year, and we don't worry about global warming. And it feels like what, like the Packers are doing with their salary cap. It's like, oh, it's bad this year. All right, so we have extended it so that it will be bad next year, but this year is lower. It's like how long? Like, yeah,
it feels to me it parallels to like the whole like national debt thing. Like we're always just in debt. It's
like, just push it back.
Push it back.
And like, you know, eventually it's gonna come due. Like I think the Saints are an example of what happens. I don't know, the debt has come due with the Saints. I don't think they're gonna be able to do a lot of these restructure, push it down the line. I think they're just over the cap. I think the Saints, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe we'll see. But I think the Saints this year have to shed a lot of cap, which is gonna be a lot of dudes who don't re-sign, and I think that's like the Packers in a couple of years. We can only keep restructuring, re-signing, and pushing down the line for so long, you know, before eventually you just gotta cut guys. I guess I'm not an NFL salary cap expert, but I stand by the original take of, I think,
could have fooled me, Jesse. I was liking that.
Thank you. Numbers. I think that I don't think it's going to be Steelers, and I don't think it's going to be Packers. I think I could see Browns.
Mystery
honestly.
Team.
I could
see. Put me down for a mystery team. Put me down.
Ooh.
That's fun.
I think I could also see Colts. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I could also see Colts.
Trade Wentz for JJ.
Why not?
Oh, dear. Sorry.
Nice.
Oh,
yes. Bring him in. Bring him into the
pod. We do have an Apple sponsor.
Hi, Aaron.
Oh, she hung up.
Got him.
This is trippy for Aaron. Aaron listens to the pod sometimes. Aaron, just so you know, you called Kai during the pod.
We were trying to have you on as a guest because we knew you were going to call and we were going to ask you about your thoughts on J.J. Watt.
Aaron, you should ask her where J.J. Watt's going. That's all right.
Next time we'll ever call in. With
Rush, you call what's the in? Best Rush, place to go?
Rush, if you're listening to this, call what? Actually, I'm not going to give up.
Call right now, Rush. We're still recording.
I'll give you $100 if you call in right now.
No, actually, Fresh or whoever, call at like a 8 o'clock on a Thursday.
Call 651.
We might be recording
2160 bleep.
TSR time.
Nice. So your question is where is it smart for him to end up?
Where's the best possible place besides the Chiefs? I think the Chiefs is the only obvious answer.
Yeah.
Packers.
If he wants to win a ring, it's the Chiefs. If he wants to live in the same city as his wife, it's Chicago, which.
Right. It sounds terrible.
And yeah, if he wants like cap money, it's Cleveland or Indianapolis, I guess.
I think honestly, we've been saying it for a couple of years now. I'll say it again. The Bears are one pass rusher away. I think that if he goes there, you know, that's really honestly, that would actually be so terrifying to have.
That'd
that.
Be so funny.
Oh my God. That would
be so
awesome.
Funny if they had like the best, like, but then they have like not even Nick Foles, but that guy who came in when Nick Foles and Mitch Trubisky were hurt in that one game. And like, that's their quarterback. They like go all full Chicago Bears. They have like a 7th round quarterback who's just awful. And but then they win a few games. Right. JJ Watt and Khalil Mack.
They're like, yeah, they go like 4-12, allowing 10 points a game. Like,
God, that would be the football team this year. Did the football team allowed 28, no more than 28 points this whole year in any one game? And they made the playoffs. So, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
they also had Alex Smith at quarterback.
I was going to say in the quarterback carousel, and I said 5, I mean, Jaguars are going to get a new quarterback. Jets are going to get a new quarterback. Washington football team is going to get a new quarterback. Patriots are probably going to get a new quarterback, right? Like, are we?
They have to, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way Cam Newton starts again this year. He was god awful.
Panthers? Are Panthers getting a new quarterback?
That is.
That's a great question.
I
could even see. I've seen the Falcons pick up. The Falcons pick up 4. I've seen them get either Zach Wilson or Justin Fields a few times, but I also don't know. If that person starts more than half the games, if they do pick him,
yeah,
that'd be fun. Where Matt Ryan should go somewhere. Matt Ryan on the football team, oh baby.
Yeah, I still think Matt Ryan could be really fun. I don't know his contract situation or whatnot, but I feel like he would be. If you're like, I feel like he's very similar. My view of what's his name, Matt Ryan. That's why I was so confused. Is similar to my view of Matt Stafford. Sorry. I think that, like,
yeah,
I'd say the similar age
both
play.
Both top 3 picks. Both have played for a long time. Both good, but never, like, dominant. Yeah.
Like,
their names are both Matt.
Exactly. That's why it threw me off. So I was like, Matt, rah, rah,
Matty
rah.
Ice. Matty. Why doesn't Stafford have a cool nickname? Matty Ice and Matt. Stafford's got to do something.
Matt LaFleur should play quarterback. Matt Patricia, Matt Nagy. Did you guys ever put that together?
Matt McCartney.
Mike Zimmer was the only one who kind of screwed up the
Matt
NFC or, North. Otherwise, it was all Matt.
If your name's not Matt or Mike, then you can't coach in the NFL.
Yeah, those M names.
Although now the Lions have someone else. But anyway, is there anything other, any other football stuff we've been missing? Coaches? You guys care about coaches?
Oh, yeah.
A lot,
the,
right?
So the Packers hired the defensive coordinator from the 0-16 Detroit Lions.
I don't get it.
I think football is just a good old boys club, right? Because there's no way
in the
field you can just like be that awful at your job and still get hired to high level position. Like,
speaking of good old boys club, Ice, what happened with your Vikings this offseason?
So we hired one of my favorite things about the Timberwolves this year has been their coaching. I think the staff has been fantastic, and it's because of Flip Saunders' son has been our head coach. And I think that was a really great choice because he was very qualified for it. And so I love that we hired Gary Kubiak's son. No, but also if you think about it, like what training is there besides playing the sport to be a coach? You know what I mean? Like I'm not defending. This is not
fantasy
to defend
football,
Clint Kubiak. This is to defend like Kyle Shanahan, I guess. How about that? Because realistically, like Kyle Shanahan grew up with a dad who talked about football all the time. He did not play, I don't think, football at a high level, but he like knew all the schemes and everything, and he saw what a football coach does, a head football
like
coach. And he became, he is a good football coach, right? Like, what is the training for becoming a football coach? You know what I mean?
I mean, I think it's to coach football, right? At different levels, right? And show success at different levels of coaching. So I agree, like, there's no perfect situation, but, like, you could follow, like, but what's the training to be the CEO of Amazon? Like, this is why Bill Bezos is going to be the CEO in years. No, I think, like, you do different jobs and you work your way up into the system. And I think any job, any – It's to do it at a lower level. That's my answer.
The counter is we're not saying the Packers should have hired a mailman to be our defensive coordinator. We should have just hired like a coach that could be an up and comer and like maybe have potential, you know, instead of like a washed up guy has a bad.
Some linebacker coach from Indianapolis or something. I get you.
But like it is, I agree, Kai. I think football, in my mind, football is the worst in it, which is just like, yeah, like we coach well. Like Urban Meyer, I don't even remember his name, which I'm happy about. Who did that guy that he hired for his staff from Iowa, that weight, that strength and conditioning coach? Whoa, what was that? Someone just scream into the mic?
It was probably me. I didn't hear it. Oh, wow. I didn't hear it, so it was probably me.
But yeah, that,
Josh, bleep that.
That Iowa strength and conditioning coach. It's like, yeah, why did he get fired? Oh, because 50 players reported him for racial misconduct, and statements of a similar variety. And then Urban Meyer's like, yeah, no, I've known him for 20 years. I've vetted him with some other guys. We're good. And it's like, were any of those other guys you talked to the 50 players who reported what he said? Probably not. Like, it's just, it's frustrating. Yeah. It's very frustrating as an entity, you know? And also, like, I was thinking about it too. Don't you go too far into it, but like, what a dumb move for Urban Meyer as a first year head coach. Like,
yeah, wait till year three to hire the racist Urban.
I'm not saying that, but like, you haven't even talked to your dudes. You haven't even run
the locker room
yet. And like, the first big splash you're going to do is a guy who's been fired, especially in this, like in the time that we're in. It just seems so dumb. It seems so short-sighted.
Jesse, in 2035, we'll...
That's what I was about to say. In 2035, hire the racists. Not 2021.
Oh, boy.
No, that's fine. I like that because I think Urban Meyer, if it was anyone else, we'd be like, oh, this guy might not be a very good person. But it's Urban Meyer, so we're like, oh, it's Urban Meyer, because we already he's proven that. We didn't expect Urban Meyer to be a good guy, you know.
But like,
that's behind us.
And but the thing is, like, again, in the NFL, like someone said the other day, and I kind of like it, they're like, even in college football, like, the people interviewing you generally give you more salt. You're the most important. When Urban Meyer was the head coach of Ohio State football, he was probably the most important person in Ohio. You know, like the state of Ohio was Urban Meyer.
Right.
And that's just not how it is in the NFL, right? Like, I remember it was Kai, help me out. Around the Horn, he's an older guy, Denver sports writer.
Woody Page.
Yeah. There was a Zoom after the Colorado Rockies traded Nolan Arenado, and Woody Page on that Zoom, he's talking to, I think it's the GM and the owner, and he goes, like, any other questions? He goes, I have a question. Have you guys thought about firing yourself just based off how terrible you've ran the franchise so far? And it was like dead serious, and he went into like a 2-minute thing about like, have you thought about firing yourself? Because it's been just atrocious. And I'm like, that's like what you get at the professional sports level. I loved it. Like, you know, not throwing the softball questions. And I think that Urban Meyer is going to have a rude awakening to not being able to run every single thing exactly the way he wants without question, you know?
Yeah, college football head coaching gigs are definitely like the creme de la creme of like, if you just want to do your own thing with all the power and no pause.
No oversight. Yeah, no real like check-in. No, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And a college campus is like its own world, and you're like the king of the world. You're literally the king of like a world. That's got to be like crazy for your power trip. Like,
it's a great point.
I'm sure a lot of these guys become like super power trippy, which is funny because, like, okay, cool.
That's why I hate like Dabo Sweeney. I think the players are entitled enough as it is. Okay, Dabo. All right, Dabo.
With your $5 million contract.
All right, I have a fun thing to start next segment, so I want a thought experiment. So we will go no ad, straight into it.
Ooh, that's bad.
All right, here we go. First of all, Tatis. Let's talk about Tatis.
Oh, my God, I'm just going to leave. You tell me when it's over.
Fernando. And we are back. Jesse just – oh, you can't even kick it off yet because we ain't Kai here. Oh, let's go.
All right. So I had this, we've already had this form of a conversation somewhere before. It's like nothing new, but it kind of got formalized. Tatis, 2035. How are we going to view that contract? So I'm going to give you a starting five in the NBA. They're going to play an 82 game regular season. And I want you to tell me what you think their record would be. Okay.
Well, yeah.
That's what this is. I was talking to it with a student today. It's horribly stupid, but I kind of go, it would just be atrocious or very good. So you're going to pretty quick. You're going to realize what I'm doing, but I'm going to name all five. Starting at point guard, you have Nikola Jokic. Coming in at small forward, you have Karl Anthony Towns. Coming in at shooting guard, I guess shooting guard would probably be Cat. Small forward would be Embiid. Power forward, AD, and center, Gobert.
Nah, AD is definitely the small forward. And then Embiid is the power forward.
Okay, all right.
This whole thing doesn't work. If AD is in the post.
Because what brought it about is we were talking about, like, you know, the new age of center and how a lot of them are quite athletic now and fun. And so I told him that joke that we do of an all-center lineup. And so we actually wrote it out. And so it's like, all right, Jokic is the point. Cat's probably the shooting guard. I guess Embiid, are we saying power forward, AD small forward, Gobert, true center?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. How many? Because I looked at it and I was like, it would be atrocious, right? Like all those dudes are just big men. But then also, like, it's five of the top 20 players in the NBA there on a single team. You know, like, so I couldn't decide. I couldn't decide whether I thought they would just be like bad, like really bad, or like average or good. Like, I wanted to propose it. Where does that lineup finish? What
terrible.
Is that?
Yeah, it's not.
I think they'd be last. I think they would be down
transition,
by
the transition defense would be rough.
Yeah, the Wolves would beat them. Maybe not. I mean, Bucks on this 5-game losing streak would probably beat them too. I had to get it in there somewhere. But the quickness is such a big deal, right? Even just going up and down the floor. Like, imagine Nikola Jokic against, the first one that came to mind is terrible, like Russell Westbrook. But someone much better than Russell Westbrook.
Oh, yeah. I brought up Westbrook. I brought up Lillard. I brought up Kyrie. Like, those would just eviscerate this group.
It'd be fascinating. It'd be so fun.
But just watching Embiid and Kat and Jokic keep switching off on Steph Curry, just trying for the love of God to stay with him. Like, all right. I thought, because I looked at it and I was like, that's five of the top 20 players in the league. Like, that part's interesting. But then I thought a little more and I was like, there's just no way. Like, Jokic is going to be out there on the other guards. Jokic on Damian Lillard. If
they could find a way to play half court only and like make it take it and just post up all night.
All right, sweet. If we change the rules of the NBA, I just made a good starting lineup.
That's actually true, though. That, I actually agree. That is interesting to think about. I agree with Kai. I think in a half-court situation, I think that team would be the best team. I think it would be the opposite in half-court, right?
Because slow it down.
Yeah, big old guys can't – or not big old guys, but just big guys.
Old Karl Anthony Towns, old Nikola Jokic.
Jokic looks like he's like 45 though, right? Like that's the common.
I saw this interview with him during a Lakers game, and it was funny because I had it on mute. I was playing cribbage with my brother, and it just said the tagline below him was on comparing himself to LeBron, and so I had to rewind it and play it. And it was very much he's like honestly, LeBron's getting older now. I would think I'm more explosive. It was very much sarcastic. It was great. He's like, you know, that's we funny. Both have about the same vertical at this point. I would say I might have him at this point. Give it a year. I definitely would beat him in athleticism. It was so funny. I was like, all right, Jokic, that's good. All right. So my thought was to get us into some NBA talk. We don't have to do a full segment of this because I actually want to talk about these teams. I'm going to give two teams to you, some percentage, and each of you are going to guess who is higher. All right. So I think one I actually want to do here, let me see if I can find them quick. There's one, and there is – oh, where's number two? There's number
right
two.
One.
What is higher right now? Thanks, guys. What is higher? The Heat at 11-7's percentage of making the playoffs or the Mavericks at 13-15's percent of making the playoffs?
It's got to be the Heat. It's got to be the Heat. Give me. I'm gonna wager all my points too. Give me the Heat.
Nice. It just feels like a trick question. But you know what? I'm gonna show out for my boy. I'm gonna say Luka and the Mavericks anyway.
A terrible answer. It was the Heat by about 20%.
Yeah,
Heat for sure. Yeah. But that rolled me into wanting to talk about either of these two teams. The point of this is to talk about them. At what point, like, the Heat are 11-17. At what point are they their record, right? Like the entire year, I feel like we've treated them a lot better than their record, significantly better. How many games are we going to treat them as a top five seed when their record is a bottom five seed?
40 or 50 games in.
Okay. All right.
Well, we talked about, like, I mean, we have to keep in mind, like, the first month of the year, like, I mean, the Cavs were like 7-2 or something, right? For a while, I'd say for a while. And this is just such a weird year. Jimmy Butler was hurt. I don't know. I know.
I looked it up. But he's played 16 games. He's played more than half their games. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like they would go 16-0, but maybe they've gone 9-7, 10-6, and see. I don't know what they've gone.
Yeah. I would look it up. I don't think it's actually that great. I think I've watched since Butler's came back, and they've played 500 or less ball in that time. Yeah.
I know Dragic's been playing hurt. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like maybe they're tired because they actually played like late, you know, till October, and the off season was short too. Like, who knows? But they'll be fine. They'll be like a 6 seed, 5 seed. They'll be okay.
All right. I don't know. I mean, every day I check. Not every day I check. I mean, every time.
every week, I keep 538 odds.
I keep refreshing at 4 a.m. and none of these standings change. I just, every time I check the standings and I'm like, they're still bad. Like, how long are they going to, like, a lot of the rest of the league seems to have corrected from that. Like, I talked about earlier. I feel like the top 8 seeds seem pretty okay. 7 of them seem fine to me. And so then I'm wondering, if 7 of them seem fine, does that make the Heat the outlier or not the outlier? You know what I mean? Like, is it actually 8 that are fine and I'm just granting the Heat? But it's 28 games, you know, have patience. I agree. I just wanted to bring it up now that we are a third of the way through the season and they still are very bad record-wise. Like,
I like it, yeah.
Curious question then. What do you think 538 has their projected record then? So this is out of 72 games. They have a projected record on here.
Math. I hate math, so I'm going to say 42 and 30 because I don't want to.
For the Heat?
Yeah.
The projected record for the Heat.
That seems very high. I'll go with
30. Give me 37 and 35. I can math.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, an even season would be 36, 36 is 500.
I'll go 38 and 34. 38, 34.
Oh, yeah. 538's got him at 33 and 39.
Wow.
As the 4 seed in the East.
With a 60% chance to make playoffs at 33 and 39. That's not bad. All right. Any teams you boys want to talk about? I should have asked. I can throw numbers around all day. I have a couple I want to talk about. I just want to make sure we didn't ignore.
Not Utah. They seem good. I wish I had insights. We'll talk about them in a minute. I feel like the Sixers are the turnaround team. Like, the Nets are fun. They did their blockbuster. But the Sixers, I feel like getting Daryl Morey was like, that kind of made it. It's scary that they're finally like realizing what they can look like with competent people.
All right. Higher win total then for these three teams, because I think they're very good. Nets, Bucks. What does 538 project that finish to be?
I think 538 is going to project Sixers, Bucks, Nets. But
okay.
I think 538, we've talked about 538 just hates the Nets for some reason. No.
538 does not like the
538
Nets.
Likes the Bucks. 538 is going to say Bucks next.
I was going to put the Bucks first, too.
You would, yeah. Bucks lover over there. I got
Bucks and six. That's what people call me.
As is standard, and every time we do this, Kai crushed it. Sixers, Bucks, Nets. Sixers, 46 wins. Bucks and Nets are both projected at 45 wins, but the Bucks with a pretty significantly higher point differential per game. So I think they get the tiebreaker there.
We beat 46, those bad teams by a lot. And then
46, 45, and 45 are the projected wins. That is a fun top three in the East. Yeah. All right, maybe not.
I mean, we're just not very If we don't get Drew Holiday back soon, we're gonna be like five seed.
Yeah, I think having this conversation while the game is 75-54 is like not great. You know, like the Bucks are pretty good if they get back from this 21-point loss to the Raptors at home.
And the five game business, yeah.
Yeah, that's tricky. Well, then where again? It is a I think this feels low. It is a 72-game season. Where do you think the Jazz? I want to talk about them. I know we don't like the Jazz. Just very briefly, what would you give? I guess what do you think 538 gives the Jazz percentage of winning the finals right now?
Oh, like 2%.
Oh, I was gonna go 7.
538 give them the second highest odds, 17%.
Jeez. Wow. That seemed really high.
That seems off. Like, I love 538. The They're Lakers, much smarter than I am.
As a Lakers shooter, yeah. That's
the Lakers great. Are at 16%.
Who's number one? The Clippers.
Clippers at 24.
Oh.
Yep. Clippers, Jazz, Lakers.
Yep. Does not seem right.
All in on the Clippers.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like, again, my brother asked me this the other day. I'm going to pose it to you guys. I struggled to answer it, and it feels rude. He goes, because I told him that stat, that the Jazz have won 20 of their last 21, 18 of those 20 being by double digits. And he's like, who do they have that validates that? And I was like, obviously that you go to Gobert and Mitchell, but like it doesn't feel like those two guys are going to be in charge of a 20 of 21 game win streak, you know?
Yeah,
like,
their big three is not super terrifying, which is very weird.
They're pulling a Bucks of last year, which is like when you have, and this was first year Bud was a good coach, but when Quinn Snyder is a really good coach, and then when you couple that with like, you're not playing teams in a 7-game series, right? So they're not really scouting you that much. And the Jazz are just built like really good defense, so they can beat most teams on a given night. But I think like, if you play multiple games, I think you can adjust to them pretty reasonably, you know? So I don't know. I think they're a high floor. I just don't see the ceiling with them really. Like,
yeah. But I mean, like even Bucks of last year still had the MVP on their roster for the season. Like,
right.
I feel like I don't think Gobert or Conley or Mitchell are going to split a lot of MVP votes among them. Right. Maybe I've just been ignoring their seasons, but
yeah,
like,
I mean, I'm a big Conley guy. I think Conley's super underrated, but being super underrated doesn't mean he's like a top 20 player or something. Yeah, I don't know. I've only watched the games where they've beat the Bucks, so they've obviously looked really good then because we don't know how to play defense. But I don't really have like any insight. Like I wish I could have. I've watched more of them to be like, oh, I see what they're doing here with this action that's like unguardable. But I really don't know. Do we know who they've lost to? Like, can anyone find like their five losses? Is there like a trend there?
The Timberwolves. They lost to the Timberwolves.
They lost to the Nuggets. That was the one in the 20 of 21 was the Nuggets. They lost to the Timberwolves early. I don't know the other three off the top of my head though. But yeah, also that list in that 20 of 21, like Sixers, Celtics, Bucks, Clippers, Nuggets, like this has been some really like this is a very impressive 21 game list of teams.
They've got them right where they want them. They're peaking in February, boys.
That's when we give out the tie. That's when we give out the rings. But in February. All right. Next follow up question: what percent chance do you think Josh's 12-15 Kings have of making the playoffs?
What's the score against? What's the score? Could you possibly give me the score of Ice and Ice? Match.
Oh yeah, Kai 12, Ice 0.
Oh sweet.
That seems wrong.
Percentage chance of the Kings. Do you mean the play in or like the playoffs? Is there a distinction?
That's a
there?
Great question. That's a really good question. It just says chance of making playoffs. So I assume it means after the play in, whoever comes out of the play in.
I will say it is a 3.7% chance.
Love that.
Now it's my turn.
You're really good at this game.
Let's go with 4.20.
Dang it, he's gonna win.
It was 3%. It was 3% exactly.
Oh my god, Kai.
What is this? All right, let me just try one more random one. I don't want to ruin all the juices for Kai. All right, Kai. What are the percent chance that the 12-16 Hawks make the playoff?
Oh God. What seed are they right now? Or is that cheating?
What? They're 12-16.
Okay.
I don't know. They don't have seats on here.
I'll say like 39%.
He's
mortal. I was gonna say 42.
It's 55. 55%.
Oh, wow.
He is mortal. He is mortal.
What Nate Silver's a Atlanta truther right there. Mm.
Also, 538 currently projects the Wolves to be the fourth pick in the draft, which would be just the worst.
The worst, yeah. The worst possible one.
Worst, oh, God. To be fair, it's 23-23-23, and the Wolves at 24 wins. So watch out, world. That's quite fun for us. Yeah, I
not
like
great.
Yeah, I guess, do we want to give our 30 seconds to the Wolves now, Ice? I feel like we kind of
We kind of. I've actually been watching the game, so, yeah, we might as well.
I guess my first thought, I kind of talked to you about this yesterday. I don't want to sound like an idiot. Like, I know, this is me trying to be optimistic. I think if we can keep the pick and we can add, you know, Cade or Suggs, my comp I used with Ice was Edwards kind of gives me similar vibes to, like, a Tatum, a very athletic, energetic wing. That's just off the top of my head. But I feel like if you add a Cade or a Suggs and they are good to a Tatum, to the roster we have now, I mean, I know it's dumb to be a Wolves fan and think this, but I would hope, like, something Celtics-ish, you know? But I realize that's very dumb. I'm not – just making playoffs would be nice, you know? But that was my comp, is if we could keep this first-round pick, if Ant is actually as – going to progress in the way his energy and mood seem to show right now, I think it's fun. But I also feel so dumb being a Wolves fan and being like, next year, watch out, because I've been proven wrong so many times there. But that was my thought the other day. I was like, if we can keep that pick, if we can add one more piece. I know I've said one more piece so many years, but
yeah. I mean, I guess you're looking farther in the future, right? And obviously you kind of have to as a Wolves fan, because every year, like, the record is terrible. And so what else are you supposed to do? Which is fair. But I don't know, man. I think like this year, what we've been building is not, it started off just awful. Like, our net rating was the worst net rating, not only in, like, the league, but I feel like it was, like, one of the worst net ratings in a long time. And we were losing every game by, like, 20.
It started off amazing. Our first two games were so fun.
We were 2-0, yes, and we beat the Jazz.
We had full squad. Said. It was so fun. But what I'm saying is, in those, there is an important distinction. Those two games were the first two of the season. Healthy. We actually had D'Lo and Kat playing together, and it was fun. Yes, I'm not saying I'm going to extrapolate and say that we would be 72-0. But it was super painful, though. And then Kat got out.
Like, it, yeah, and just obviously this is the absolute worst year to have a terrible record. I get that there's the argument that, like, okay, now we have a 40% chance to keep the pick, but then there's a 60% chance that the Warriors get conveys and the Warriors get the pick, the fourth overall pick, and that's just really bad, because that, like, that means that we don't have another piece to go with, like, close to Ant's age as he goes up, like you're saying, like a Jaylen Brown to a Jason Tatum type player. And it's more just like that would mean Kat leaves, it feels like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I guess I know I'm talking about the future too. Like, I think there are two possible options. Neither of them are super grim because of what we've seen from Anthony Edwards. But they're both, either one is like Kat stays because we do better next year, or more likely Kat demands a trade after next year, and we have some big package to build around. Well, yeah.
And I think the one thing that we can't ignore, like, everyone's, if they get the number 4 pick or number 5 pick from us, it's so clear that we lost that trade then, right? Like, Wiggins has also not been atrocious this year on the Warriors. He's been okay. If you listen, if you read any Warriors articles, he's apparently an all-star. His numbers look very similar to last year. But yeah, if we do, we definitely lost that trade. But as it stands, the one thing I think people keep forgetting is, like, I think if Kat does not ask for a trade, one of the big reasons is we did everything we could to bring the one main dude he wanted here. You know, like, Part of the trade that I think kind of gets lost sometimes is it wasn't purely about what's best for the Wolves as a unit. It was a little bit what's best for Cat, because we can't afford to have him, you know, we want him to re-sign, we want him to stay. So let's show that we're going to do. I agree. But I think the reason that he hasn't asked for a trade yet, reason that we have one more year, like if we were just garbage without D'Lo, like he's asking for a trade this offseason. But because we made the move for D'Lo and we can say, hey, listen, we got your friend. Will you stick around till we can have a full season with you two? You know, I think that's not a non-factor of what happened in that trade.
And you guys have the ultimate what if card. Yeah. You're like, hey, we were 2-0 when you guys were both together.
Boom!
Yeah, no. I'm not on board with that. Just so
we're clear. I'm not saying we were amazing. All I'm saying is that I watched all of those first two games, and we played a very good first two games. And I think follow up, I think that we definitely would be in contention if we were fully healthy. I'm not saying we're a 6 seed. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying that this team would be in contention for the 10 seed if we were fully healthy, and it would be a more...
It's so much less painful. Less painful to give up the number 10, especially after Jarrett Culver last year. It's just less painful to give up the 10 than the 4. Yeah. You know what I mean? Four could bust.
Edwards has looked pretty good, though, right? Like, that's the consensus?
Yeah, that's what we should be talking about. Anthony Edwards looked the part, and the comparisons are lofty, and we're not going to go into them really, but the hope is that not LeBron, but the people what like there was a cool thing about like Anthony Edwards said to a reporter that he models his game after Dwayne Wade, and that's the guy he watches videos on. And then Dwayne Wade came out and said, like, I don't see why, like, if he can work hard, he can, you know.
Wade endorsed it. First of all, you're gonna say, Wade was like, I don't see how this guy could ever be like me. But
no, I know. Shaq would. You're right. That's what Shaq would say. But no, Dwayne Wade was all over it, and so that was cool. And really, what we've seen, Jesse, I'm sure when you're watching the games too, is like a kid who actually like knows how to play basketball, and he looks pretty good. So it's fun to watch. The stats aren't there though.
Yeah, my favorite part, which I'm gonna keep rubbing in on you, I'm sorry, is that he is one of the best energy guys on our team for sure. And it's like true. Because like there was another quote that was amazing. Ricky Rubio's been around the league for how long? And the other, like, Ricky Rubio has his last two games have been his best two on the Wolves, I think. Or last three, he's hit a really nice stretch. And they asked him, like, what changed? And he's like, honestly, my head wasn't there. My mental was bad. And Ant is who got me out of it. He's like, Ant is the guy who's like, hey, like, we're still here. We're still playing. Come back. And it's like a rookie. A rookie talked to who's supposed to be the energy and the veteran leader on our team and got him back. And that's awesome. I love that. And so it's the thing that we were worried about that is probably his best quality right now, which is he seems like he loves basketball, is incredibly passionate about learning and growing, and is a great teammate for those around him. And that's wonderful things to say.
Yeah, he seems like a good hang.
Yeah.
Seems like a chill
last
guy.
Night, for those who didn't watch, last night he had a game-winning three go off the front inside of the rim, the back inside of the rim, and bounce out. It was it hurt. It hurt. It would have been so fun.
It was painful.
It would have been so fun for him. But
yeah. So Anthony Edwards is a positive. And I mean, worst case scenario, next year we'll go into next year with D'Lo. I mean, assuming health, which of course won't happen. But let's say theoretically that there's health.
Please,
it'll be
please do not D'Lo, try to Malik predict Beasley. Our worst case scenario. It always gets lower.
Obviously, yeah. You can pile on.
Worst
we're
case scenario,
point, Cat's
dead. And the
D'Lo,
Wolves have been
Beasley,
moved to Seattle.
Edwards and Cat and Beasley, Edwards, and then Jaden McDaniels, who's a rookie. They've all looked
Malik
really
Beasley
good.
Has hit 100 threes this year. I just looked it up. That's crazy.
15 more, no match. Number of days going to jail at the end of the year. Hey-o!
Nice.
Yeah, that's the counter, right? Is he's maybe not great off the court, but on the court he's useful. Yeah.
So. He'll get suspended every season, so then it'll be the same
off
thing.
The court. When you're going to when you're waiting on the NBA season to finish to serve your jail sentence, I think we're ready to say you've had some issues off the court. I think that's totally fair. I like him. I want to be very clear. I like him a lot. I think he's a great player. I hope he stays with us. It is like just what a season. Cat the other day even said, I don't know if you read this, Ice. Cat said his wrist injury is nowhere near being healed. Like he's like, yeah, it still bothers me every day. It's nowhere near being healed. D'Lo's now getting a second. The same surgery he got 3 years ago on the exact same knee, and Beasley serving a prison sentence at the end of the year. So What a season! What a
pandemic
season.
Year, no less. And
oh my god, yeah, like it's just not like.
Kai, I would actually, you know, I won't ask about the Bucks if you don't want to talk about the Bucks. I know that we've briefly touched on that.
No, but, I mean, we can talk about it.
It's a bad time to talk about them.
The year where like depth matters more than ever, we've opted to go with like our shallowest team in like the Bud era, and it's kind of getting exploited. And we lost. So here's the thing: is like Wes Matthews, George Hill, Robin Lopez, Ersan. We lost a lot of good defenders, then we replaced them with Brendan Forbes and DJ Augustine. And that just doesn't translate to like very good basketball. So, yeah, we have.
What kind of move would you want to see?
Oh, sorry, no, you're good. I mean, I'm really, really frustrated that we couldn't find a way to ever sell high on Lopez, because now he's just like unplayable. Like he just can't move. Like he's so slow. Like if we could have found a way to deal Lopez and get like a mobile big that could shoot. Really cool. The pipe dream for me is still somehow finding a way to like buy low on Oladipo, you know, give
up. I've seen that all over our Twitter. I was about to say that. I've seen so many like this trade was accepted.
But it's like Oladipo goes to the Rockets.
$500,000 cash goes to the Rockets. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I will give you a lifetime of Subway. Yeah.
And yeah, so I don't think we just don't have any trade like the only really way we could make a significant move is trading Drew or Chris, and that probably doesn't make us better this year. So, yeah, we'll probably have to make, like, a buyout move. Like, I don't know, maybe we can get, like, Trevor Ariza, Rudy Gay. It really, to be honest, and this will sound sad, it really just doesn't feel like it's our year anymore. I think we could have a chance next year if we – because we're just hard-capped right now, so we really can't add anybody. So if we can kind of clear some salary this offseason and maybe add, like, a player or two, I think there's a chance, but I think there's just so much to adjust to on the fly. Like it's a very condensed season. It just doesn't really feel like it's in the cards, and we just haven't looked good. Like, here's the depressing stat. So the Bucks record against teams that aren't the Cavs or the Pistons is 10-12. And that's tough.
Oh no. My follow-up is going to be, and I don't like how much of that change in attitude is due to the Bucks play versus due to the other teams being the Sixers play and being the Nets adding Harden. Like, do you think you still feel the same way if the Nets didn't get Harden?
I think, yeah. I mean, I think it's a bit of both. Okay. Right? Like the contenders are better, and we without Drew, we definitely look terrible without Drew. It's just Chris and Giannis and a bunch of scrubs. Actually Bobby Portis is great. I love Bobby Portis, but That's about it on our team. And we just don't have assets. And the Drew move hurts in just that, like, that was really, like, our last card we played.
Yeah.
And probably isn't enough. And now we're just kind of, this is what we are, like, unless we can draft. Well, no, we don't even have draft picks. So, yeah, I don't know.
When you mentioned trading Drew, I was like, I thought, there's got to be, like, some just kind of, like, unwritten rule about, like, not immediately trading the guy you just traded. Right. Like,
what's the logical like the sunk cost fallacy or what? Like, yeah.
Yeah. You already put so much into it that you don't go back on.
Right.
Great.
Yeah, we're gonna ride Drew out. Well, the worst part is he there's no guarantee he re-signed, so we might have given all of that for 1 year of Drew, which would be like just a fireable offense. So hopefully we pay him, but yeah, not.
Are you a fire bud guy right
now? Yeah, I mean, I've been a fire bud guy since like last playoffs. He just doesn't. He's. It's frustrating how rigid he is with a lack. Like, I would get it if he'd like Mike McCarthy was stubborn late in his career, but it's like, well, he won a title, man. Like, at least he kind of like. But Bud has just been to the Eastern Conference Finals like twice. Like, I don't get why he thinks he has like all the answers. It's odd to me. He's so. Reluctant, yeah, just stuck in his ways, because it's like this clearly it'd be different if you'd like won before doing this, but you haven't. So
all right, Saunders for Bud solves both problems. Let's do it straight up.
Honestly, Bud was a good coach for the Wolves, because he would get you he's such a floor raiser. Like, he would get you guys from like 25 wins to 40 in like of second, and then you you'd be like ready to take that next jump, and it's like, well, this is it, guys. This is, teams are going to figure us out. We're going to keep running the same stuff year after year, and
I am.
Does he have a son? Does he have a kid we can hire?
You don't know about Mike Budenholz Jr.? I was going to make a joke about another Mike, but this is literally the podcast of Mikes.
That's the title.
It is.
There podcast you go, Mike. Apparently, we're all named Mike.
We got to look that up. There's got to be percentage. Oh, fun fact that I learned to kind of bring the podcast full circle. Guess what your percent chance of dying at 119 is within 1 year? I had a number. Within 1 year, if you're 119 years old, what percent chance do you have of dying?
99.85.
82! 82! So an 18% chance you make your 120th birthday if you make it to 119.
That's very sad.
I feel like the stats are a very low number. Yeah, I feel like it's a very low number of people that made that stat happen. You know what I mean? Like... 119.
Is there a certain age where life is just not like 119? Like who do you associate? Who do you talk to?
At what point is life not worth living? I think the podcast should end now, huh, guys?
let's get into this. Let's get a number before we end the point. You know, let's really hash it through. I'm gonna go with 26. I'm gonna say after 26, that's when you really mail in the rest of life.
Yeah, my birthday was this past week, and I'm really feeling that right now. Yeah, 26. Hey,
I had a question. Did Brady wish you happy birthday on your real birthday? Good for him.
He did, yes, and I didn't play games with him. Brady, if you're still listening somehow, when is life not worth living, do you think? Tweet at us.
That's not a poll that I want to release.
35 for making it there. It'll be a Bitcoin gift card.
All right, we should have
stopped roughly 2 minutes ago.
Living or still potting? Careful. All
right. Also, if we forgot any popular mics, please tweet at us. I'm sure we missed out on some professional.
Mike Lower. Mike Lower, Mike Romanski,
Mike Myers,
probably.
Mike Onus. And Ike. Mike of Mike and Ike.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true. Mike and Mike in the morning.
Mickey Mouse.
Mikey. All right, that's a good time. That's it. Thank you.